وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون.
And likewise, we revealed this book, a blessed one. Follow it then, and become God-fearing. You may be shown mercy.
أن تقولوا إنما أنزل الكتاب على طائفتين من قبلنا وإن كنا عن دراستهم لغافلين.
You may no longer say now that the book was revealed only to two groups of people before us, and that we had indeed been unaware of what they read. That the book was revealed only to two groups of people before us.
The allusion is to the Jews and the Christians.
أو تقولوا لو أنا أنزل علينا الكتاب لكنا أهدى منهم فقد جاءكم بينة من ربكم وهدى ورحمة فمن أظلم ممن كذب بآيات الله وصدف عنها سنجزي الذين يصدفون عن آياتنا سوء العذاب بما كانوا يصدفون.
Nor may you claim that, had the book been revealed to us, we would have been better guided than they. Surely, clear evidence has come to you from your Lord, which is both a guidance and a mercy. Who then is more unjust than he who gave the lie to the signs of Allah and turned away from them? And we shall soon requite those who turn away from our signs with a severe chastisement for having turned away. Who then is more unjust than he who gave the lie to the signs of Allah and turned away from them?
Signs of Allah include the teachings embodied in the Quran. They are also manifest in the noble life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the pure lives of those who believed in him. They also include the natural phenomena to which the Quran refers in support of its message.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا قُلْ انْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ.
What? Do they wait either for the angels to appear before them, or for your Lord to come unto them, or for some clear signs of your Lord to appear before them? When some clear signs of your Lord will appear, believing will be of no avail to anyone who did not believe before, or who earned no good deeds through his faith. Say, wait on, we too are waiting, or for your Lord to come unto them, or for some clear signs,
that is, either tokens of the approach of the Day of Reckoning or God's scourge or any other sign that will uncover the truth, after which there will be no reason left for testing man.
Or who earned no good deeds through his faith.
Those tokens will be so clear that after their appearance it will neither avail the unbeliever to repent for his unbelief, nor the disobedient to forsake his disobedience. For faith and obedience have meaning and value only as long as the truth remains hidden, as long as the tenure of life granted to people does not seem to have approached its end, and the world with all its vanities continues to delude man that, as there may neither be God nor afterlife, one should eat, drink, and enjoy oneself as best one can.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Surely, you have nothing to do with those who have made divisions in their religion and become factions. Their matter is with Allah, and He will indeed tell them in time what they have been doing. Surely, you have nothing to do with those who have made divisions in their religion and become factions. This is addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and through him to all followers of the true faith. The import of this statement is that true faith has always consisted and still consists in recognizing the one true God as one's God and Lord, in associating none with God in His divinity, neither in respect of His essence, nor of His attributes, nor His claims upon His creatures, in believing in the hereafter, and hence considering oneself answerable before God, and in living according to those principles and values which have been communicated by God to mankind through His prophets and books. This was the religion entrusted to man at the beginning of human life. The religions which emerged later stemmed from the perverted ingenuity of man, from his baser lusts, and from an exaggerated sense of devotion to venerable personalities. Such factors corrupted the original religion and overlaid it with harmful innovations. Hence, people modified and distorted the original beliefs by mixing them with products of their conjecture and philosophical thinking. More and more innovations were added to the original laws of the true religion. Putting aside the law of God, men set themselves up as their own lawmakers, indulged in hair-splitting elaborations, and exaggerated the importance of disagreements in minor legal problems. They showed excessive veneration for some prophets of God and some standard-bearers of the true religion, and directed their rancor and hatred against the others. Thus there emerged innumerable religions and sects, the birth of each leading to the fragmentation of humanity into an ever-increasing number of mutually hostile groups. Anyone who decides to follow the true religion must therefore cut himself off from all factions and chart an independent course.
مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
Whoever will come to Allah with a good deed shall have 10 times as much. And whoever will come to Allah with an evil deed shall be requited with no more than the like of it. They shall not be wronged.
قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Say, as for me, my Lord has guided me onto a straight way, a right religion, the way of Abraham, who adopted it in exclusive devotion to Allah, and he was not of those who associated others with Allah in his divinity. A right religion, the way of Abraham. The way of Abraham, peace be upon him, is one further indication of the way of true religion which one is required to follow. This way could also have been designated as the way of Moses or of Jesus, peace be upon them. But since their names have become falsely associated with Judaism and Christianity respectively, it was necessary to call it the way of Abraham, peace be upon him. Moreover, Abraham, peace be upon him, was acknowledged by both the Jews and the Christians as rightly guided, and both knew, of course, that he lived long before either Judaism or Christianity was born. In the same way, the polytheists of Arabia also considered Abraham to be rightly guided. Despite their ignorance, they at least acknowledged that that righteous man who had founded the Kaaba was a worshipper of God exclusively and no idolater.
قُلْ إِنَّ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Say, surely my prayer, all my acts of worship, and my living and my dying are for Allah alone, the Lord of the whole universe.
Say, surely my prayer, all my acts of worship.
The Arabic word nusuk, used here signifies ritual sacrifice as well as other forms of devotion and worship.
لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
He has no associate. Thus have I been bidden, and I am the foremost of those who submit themselves to Allah.
قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ
Say, shall I seek someone other than Allah as Lord, when He is the Lord of everything? Everyone will bear the consequences of what he does, and no one shall bear the burden of another. Thereafter your return will be to your Lord, whereupon He will let you know what you disagreed about. Say, shall I seek someone other than Allah as Lord, when He is the Lord of everything?
Since God is the Lord of the entire universe, how could anyone else be His Lord? Since the entire universe is yoked to obedience to God and man is an integral part of the universe, how can he reasonably look for another Lord in that area of his life in which he uses his own volition and judgment? Is it appropriate for him to move in diametrical opposition to the entire universe?
And no one shall bear the burden of another.
Every person is responsible for whatever he does, and no one is responsible for the deeds of others.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
For He, it is who has appointed you vicegerent over the earth and has exalted some of you over others in rank that He may try you in what He has bestowed upon you. Indeed, your Lord is swift in retribution, and He is certainly all-forgiving, all-compassionate, that He may try you in what He has bestowed upon you.
This statement embodies three important truths. First, that human beings are such vicegerents of God on earth so that God has entrusted them with many things and endowed them with the power to use them. Second, it is God Himself who has created differences of rank among His vicegerents. The trust placed in some is more than that of the others. Some men have been granted control of more resources than others. Some are more gifted in respect of their abilities. Likewise, some human beings have been placed under the trust of others. Third, all this is indeed designed to test man. The entire life of man is, in fact, a vast examination wherein man is being tested about the trust he has received from God. How sensitive he is to that trust, to what extent he lives up to it, and to what extent he proves to be competent with it. What position man will be able to attain in the next life depends on the result of this test.